Tom.
This theme, I do. Because we have to put it away and put it back in the closet, and it goes away for many, many years. As you know, cycling through the Olympics every 4 years. Oh my. USA, proud to say, 90 medals, folks. Woohoo! 90. Leapfrogging. That's a new word I just made up. Perhaps I can get it in the dictionary. Leapfrogging. The Chinese, who have 80, but check this out. Boy, there was some real excitement to these games. Wouldn't I have loved to have had a ticket at Wembley Stadium for this? It was pure excitement. Yep, Carrie Lloyd, not even a big deal, not supposed to be the big deal, but she was. 2 goals from that midfielder who locked it in for the U.S. women's soccer team. They got revenge for their loss at the hands of Japan in last year's World Cup final. This was huge for Team USA. So they win gold. How about that? That is sweet. That's a sweet victory. The U.S. also won their first women's water polo gold, beating Spain 8-5 in the final. Saturday's women's basketball final is going to be France and the U.S., which the U.S. hasn't lost at the games in how long? 20 years. So we're looking for more medals there. There's some interesting things that happened at the games with a few other people, too, as well, including Usain Bolt. We can't help but love this guy. The Olympic 200-meter title was on the line, and he claimed it again. So he becomes the first man to win the 100 and 200-meter sprints at successive games. That's pretty cool. Yeah, he's huge. In Jamaica, he is like the king of Jamaica. So it's not surprising. It's a sell-out crowd, certainly in attendance at the track and field stadium, too. That was 80,000. That was matched at Wembley, which I just mentioned, the U.S. beating Japan. So some people watched Bolt, and some people watched the women beating the Japanese. Either way, that ticket was well worth it because those were two very, very big events. So the greatest sprinter of all time, that's what a lot of people are saying about Bolt, he could get a 6th gold medal if he can anchor Jamaica to a second successive Olympic 4x100-meter win on Saturday in the very last event. So that's it. That's the last event. Where did the time go? It seems like we had all these days left in the Olympics, but not so. So 3 golds for England, by the way, on Thursday with 25 golds. They already have done 6 better. Woohoo! For all our friends in the UK. I know there's a lot of UK listeners to America Tonight. Then Beijing in 2008, and they actually are up to their best performance since, ready for this? I love history like this. So if you're talking to somebody you know who's British, and you say to them, you know, they, with all these golds now, and with the equestrian dressage, they got an individual there, they're in 3rd place in overall medal count, but it's their best showing since 1908. Yeah, 1908. How about that? Wow. Wow. And then for people that I call the no-excuse crowd, like double amputee Oscar Pistorius, who was denied the chance to run in the relay qualification when South African second-leg runner Mogawani collided with the Kenyan runner and fell to the ground. That story was such a good story, and the ending to that, unfortunately, not the way we wanted to see it happen. So with some of the track and field, there have been things that have been contested. For example, in the what I just described to you, South Africa was given a place in the final on appeal. Jamaica failed to qualify because they had somebody pulled up who pulled up injured. And there have been injuries, too, for the U.S. as well. And you just, I guess you don't think about that as much because you have these stories, boom, the games go on, and then you find out the footnote, oh, yeah, but the best guy didn't actually get a chance to go because they fell during the warm-ups or there was a strained groin or whatever. I started to look at the MASH unit, the names, almost like football. As many of you know, when you gear up for football, what do you pay attention to, especially if it's fantasy football? You're looking for the injuries. Who's injured? Who's not going to play in the game? So there was certainly some of that. And big news, as it all wraps up this weekend, they say it's going to be the greatest after party in the world. And the music director, David Arnold is his name, has spent 2 years for this final act of the 2012 games. Wow, 2 years of your life. Can you imagine? So who are we going to see? Muse is one of the acts. George Michael is one of the acts. The Who might be there. Spice Girls, Adele. Could there be a bigger star than Adele? That would be huge. I bet they're going to mix in, based on what happened in the beginning, probably some of the old with some of the new. That does make it pretty interesting. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we have some other things to talk about that aren't as sizzling as the Olympics and certainly much more depressing. The Red Devil was in court today, although his hair is turning pink. The dye job has gone somewhat. He was shouting a few things out. It looks like his lawyer is going for the insanity defense, saying that he clearly was trying to get help for mental illness. And that, to me, is depressing because I think any kind of a pass for him is wrong. And somebody could hear me say that and laugh and say, well, how is insanity a pass? It is a pass because he knew premeditatedly what he was doing. He booby-trapped his apartment. He had gotten the ammunition way ahead of time. So was he psychotic? Was he a psychotic nut? Absolutely. But can he rely on the, or can we feel good about the reality of the insanity plea? No. And that's why so many of the victims, the people who could walk still, were in the courtroom because they want to see this guy. They want to look into his face as they sit there with various injuries, all because they decided to go to a movie and he decided to change the course of the outcome of the fate of so many people in that theater. So I say you spin the wheel of fortune and he doesn't get to bail with the insanity play. I don't think so. Chick-fil-A keeps just getting more headlines. It's all about the chicken these days. What's the latest? I'll tell you on the flip side.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Is the name of the game no matter what, because you have to figure the end of July, the beginning of August, the cash registers are singing, except for in a few choice places. Thanks for tuning in to America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm. I got to tell you, I'm a Chick-fil-A fan. Of course, I'm eating as healthy as I can, so I'm not running around, frankly, downing a bunch of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. But I certainly have had them, and it is an alternative to the whole burger thing. But check this out for all you chicken lovers out there. A veteran Dallas cop, this was a big story, in fact, not even more than a cop, a sergeant, is under investigation after two gay officers, lesbians, complained that he brought in a Chick-fil-A sandwich to work and made comments that they alleged were completely inappropriate. It happened on National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Remember that whole faux event that was created to support the chain's position, the president's position on traditional marriage? So this Sergeant Mark Johnson, who's a 12-year vet of the police force, is accused of placing the sandwich bag in front of the two officers and making comments they said was were offensive. It's being reported that he told the pair that he had eaten at the restaurant the day before, and they said they thought he was trying to send them a message. The president of the police association, I love this, says, "I just think there's a misunderstanding between the two over the Chick-fil-A sandwich." So at this point, it's Chick-fil-A gate, and how sad is this? Yeah. Even the chickens don't get it anymore. Yeah. I understand, guys. So the sergeant brings in the sandwich, but, you know, this goes to, points to two different things. One, he might have been trying to gig them a little bit, but Maybe not. Maybe even he was supporting the whole Chick-fil-A thing, so he just went and got a sandwich and came back to work. I mean, either way, this is a nightmare for him because they're digging into this, detailing this report, all this other stuff. So this whole Chick-fil-A thing is not good for him. Should they find that he was agitating or harassing them? And I think that this is something that played out in a couple different places where there were conversations at work between people over the whole Chick-fil-A thing. And what a sad tale that would be to have people lose their, you know, to have people lose their jobs because of the Chick-fil-A stuff that was, like I say, the faux Chick-fil-A deal. I say faux because the National Support Chick-fil-A thing certainly was that. So this poor cop, of all things, by all rights, is a good cop, has saved a bunch of people. I've read some stories on him, some of the things that he's done over the course of his career. And if it tanks it over this, boy, that would be, depressing. But if they find that it was harassment, that's the name of the game. There's a reason why there are certain channels and in police protocol, there's some pretty strict, I'll call them rules, about what you can do and what the behavior is and all that kind of stuff. On the other side of this, it was Newt Gingrich, who, by the way, is not speaking at the convention, the Republican convention, who said, you know, if Mitt Romney were smart, he would serve Chick-fil-A at one of the convention things. Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Wouldn't be shocking if Chick-fil-A was served and was a subtle supportive message, I guess, to people that are there saying that they don't approve of anything but traditional marriage. And so Chick-fil-A wins again because they make even more money. That's why they were very coy about how much more they made, realizing that this was just a boon to the coffers of the restaurant. And you know what's interesting? The other side to this just fizzled. The whole kissing thing blew up. That didn't happen. Then there was this support Starbucks thing that was supposed to get off the ground, but never, never, never happened. Coming up, we've got our dungeon in the ready. Really, there's a couple different directions we can go with the dungeon. We haven't gone to the dungeon in a while, but I feel just compelled to do that. And I'll tell you why in our next segment. If you want to throw in your two cents on any or all of it, you can certainly do that. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Like in the case of the sergeant, here's the thing with so many workplaces now. I mean, how many times have you had to sit down and watch a harassment video? How many times has there been that blurred line? Because it's so different for every person. And then the rules clearly are what they are. And it's like the conversation I had with the young woman who sat next to me in fatigues coming back from Dover Air Force Base, who was very excited, had just done 6 weeks at Dover, loved the people that she was working with in her basic training, and said they were all guys. Oh, but she said, I loved it. They treated me like I was their sister. We had a great time. We were busting jokes back and forth. Somebody else might perceive that as different. And she was great, bubbly, excited, and definitely well-liked with the crowd that she was in. But sometimes the military can be very black and white. These are the rules. Here it is. Boom. This is the way we roll. And if there are other things that happen, you don't bring them up so that they don't get misconstrued or stretched or whatever. And certainly in the case of the sergeant, who knows, was there previous problems? Was he trying to, you know, taunt them? But the fact is they're wasting a lot of resources, certainly, investigating this. And it might not end up too well for him, even after the decade plus of serving above and beyond, by all counts, just a tremendous asset to the police department. And how sad that could all ramp up in a much different direction for him. All right, the Dream Act has been a big part of the conversation on this show. Immigration has been a big part of it. If you've never tuned in and heard the show before, I think I've said this, it feels like too many times, but I got a really good idea of what's happening with immigration on the border when I spent a week with the Border Patrol and watched what they go through and watched what happened really on both sides of this. Well, check this out. About 2 months after the president announced the decision to bypass Congress, use executive power to spare younger illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation, there are lots of problems that the Department of Homeland Security is wondering what to do with, how to implement this. They say they expect more than 1 million people to apply for the government's leniency over, you know, once the window for the applications open on August 15th. I've talked about this. That's next week, of course. And already 1,200 people have received approval for deferred action as what they call childhood arrivals, even before the application windows opened up, because their cases were already under review for prosecuting. And once this was announced back in June, a stay in deportation can be granted if they can prove that they are under age 31 on the date and they came to the United States before turning 18, and they have to meet a few other things too, but they're having problems trying to meet what the rules are, there we go again, with the very gray area of what the schooling is, what's the criteria for schooling, military service, being an upstanding citizen. There's some definite different definitions of it. And the absence of criminal history or the presence, they say, is not necessary to determine what's going to happen, but it's a factor to be considered. So it seems like they're just routing the cases and letting some other people through in the system. I think there's going to be a push for some new guidelines to be written in this one. In fact, I think it's pretty deceptive, the numbers that are being reported, the counting methods and people that have been stopped at the border who are being counted as deportees. We knew this was going to be a problem to implement. We absolutely knew it. Hang with us. We're tuning the clock.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
America, I don't care what stripes you wear. In other words, whatever you label yourself, you're invited to the overnight party, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm going to shove someone in a dungeon in just a minute. But before we go there, let's go to Jose in Ohio. Jose, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Oh, nothing. I'm on Palo Alto. I asked a question earlier, but nobody answered it. I put your room on mute. Just wanted to know who you were voting for, Romney or Obama.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Who I wanted to vote for? Neither one of them. I was hoping for a third party, but I didn't get that Christmas present. And I can't vote for this administration. I can't vote for them again because I think they're too ineffective. They talk about being transparent, and they haven't given us hope and change. I don't think really that's been the case here, and I'm scared to death over the financial picture and the bankers with all the power. I think it's a slippery slope that we're going down. But I'm not completely sold on Romney, but the answer is that I certainly couldn't vote for the guy that's currently there. How about you?
I don't vote at all.
I don't vote at all. See, because you don't like the choices, right?
I don't understand politics.
Oh, you don't understand politics. Well, you know what? That's part of the problem. You don't understand politics, Jose, because for lots of people, and I'm glad you called, thanks, for lots of people, it is a bore, because what they do know is that they're not getting represented, and they don't, it's almost easier to just not bother and worry about it, but that's part of the deal. You have to get yourself, you know, just dip your toe in a little bit, get involved in it, especially Ohio is a big swing state, because futuristically, so much of what happens at the legislative level affects you, my friend. It affects you, your future, whether you're single, married, looking to get a house, hoping to have something to save at the end of your life, also hoping that all the money that's already been taken out for Social Security, you'll get at least something back. You know, I was reading something today that people, because they're so short on cash, when they get older, there's some people are doing things like taking cruises forever. So you get your golden years, and you're there, and you're thinking, oh, now I can read every book I never read or do whatever. So I'm going to just get on cruise ships and cruise around the world and go from cruise ship to cruise ship, because it's cheaper than going into assisted living where they take the rest of my money and the health care is so-so. Maybe if you're in the Cadillac of health care of great, you know, assisted living places that cost you $10,000 or more, way more than that a month, but for the middle class, you're stuck, so people are getting on cruise ships to retire. There's something there that it seems odd, doesn't it? But this is what's happening. That's why you have to get involved. That's why you have to care. Because whether you like sports or movies or downloading stuff on your iPad and whatever, it's all cool. Except for that the future generations have to be involved, because it's what's at stake for you. I mean, it really is. There's so much at stake, Jose, for you, my friend. And just take that little step, that little baby step, because you want to know. You want to know the people that are representing. That's why I say I'm for less federal intervention. I'm for a smaller government, not no government, but I'm for a smaller government and some more states' rights and keeping as many liberties as we enjoy, which was the reason the country was established, than taking them away, which is the issue, for example, with guns. I know it infuriates people who swear the other way, but how can you take away someone's right to want to feel as though they can defend themselves, their family, and their property? You might disagree, and you can certainly do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. So Jose said it. I mean, it's really down to two. We're going to the Republican convention in Tampa. It's Mitt Romney or same old, Obama. Which do you prefer? The polls show that Obama is on the rise. So for as much as there was some ground gained by Mitt Romney, now some of the other polls are showing a surge in the opposite direction, that in fact Obama is starting to get a little bit of a bounce. Is it the message that's resonating when he's out campaigning? Is what is it that's given him a little bit of an upswing? I'm not sure, because the unemployment numbers are still not good. There are people who are underemployed. I hear everything but happiness coming out of the burbs. I mean, honestly. So people are worried. People are living paycheck to paycheck. So how these numbers are positive, I don't get it, because so much of how we vote is based on that. So, yeah. Here we got Chopin, who says, go away, Mitt. So many people wanted Ron Paul. Some of you listening to me in California have written me notes about how great Ron Paul is and how disappointed you are that Ron Paul did not make it more interesting and have the breakaway session and get the nomination at the in Tampa, but there wasn't enough to do that. And he definitely has his base. He definitely has his base. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how's it going tonight?
It's going good, brother. How about you?
Oh, we're finally getting a real cool front.
Oh, isn't that nice? Getting a little breeze, perhaps?
Yeah, 80s in the week, 80s during the day, and a few 50s at night.
I love it.
Yeah, I want to comment about the health care law.
Yeah.
First, we just get out of this Chick-fil-A mess, and now there's another one.
Papa John's.
Yeah. And what's funny about this, they're only raising, they say they're probably only going to be raising their prices 14 cents. And the left is going to boycott and shop at and eat at Pizza Hut and maybe pay $3 to $5 more for a large pizza.
Seems so crazy, doesn't it? But and what, you know, what we should tell everyone the rest of the story there is that the owner of Papa John's is saying how pizza's going to have to get jacked up because
of... Yeah, a whole 14 cents.
A whole 14 cents, but because of Obama policies, because of health care, like you said.
Yeah, and...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying it's funny, and the left is going to boycott it, and then... But eat at Pizza Hut and pay $3 to $5 more for a pizza.
Yeah. Seems crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, here's the thing,
Jeff. Who wins in that case?
Not the left. They're paying $3 to $5 more. Well, actually, Pizza Hut will.
Pizza Hut could, yeah. Pizza Hut could win in that, yeah. But even Papa John's, because people could show support, you know, that's a heavily ordered pizza. And if you break it down to the amount, like you say, the sense of it, that it still may, they still may benefit.
Oh yeah, I mean, I order all of them. It doesn't matter. I mean, not all at once, but once in a while, I order from different ones.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm in the mood for.
There you go.
But anyway, I just find that funny. Just when we get out of the Chick-fil-A, this starts up.
Yeah. It's good. So it's going to be like the restaurant wars. If I own a restaurant, I got to have some controversy around me because there is a chance, Jeff, I could make more money if I could just get those headlines.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
All right. I'm glad you're cooler in Missouri. I know what that weather's like, that hot weather. I said this before, but, you know, that whole old joke about frying an egg on the front porch, you could do it. Living in the middle of a drought, it is crazy. I'm telling you, crazy. So as we kick the can down the road here on ATN, I promise we're going to get, before we get out of the hour, we're going to get to that dungeon moment because it is rather infuriating. And I bet you have no clue who I'm going to throw in the dungeon. I will say this. I was mentioning Social Security, and I talked to somebody today because it's vacation time in the Capitol. But I was talking to someone today about it who is on the inside track and said, listen, if you look at quantitative easing where we're just printing money and not really backing it up, and you look at Social Security and how much over the long haul in your life has been sent out, there's a reason why the government stopped sending. They used to send you like a cheat sheet, I call it, once a year that say it would tell you, okay, here's what you made all these years, and here's what you can expect to get if you retire at 65, at 69, at whatever. They don't send those sheets out anymore. And that's a pretty clear signal that they believe, yeah, it's probably not going to be there, or if it is, at a much reduced rate. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We got a final turn coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplements.
supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No attorneys to plead my case. No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I turn my dynasty down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now.
I love this audience. Oh, you guys make me smile. Harmony, the best. Wondering how long it would take for an egg to fry. Well, I am not kidding you. When I first came to Texas and, you know, growing up in the East, there was no egg throwing and watching it sizzle on the sidewalk, although there were certainly were times where it was very hot. But I honestly have done it, and we're talking matter of minutes. Matter of minutes. You know, how about that? So, I hope that's the answer you were looking for. Let's put it this way. If I boil an egg, by the time if I did an experiment, I boiled the egg on the stove and then I threw another egg outside when it's 108. I think the 108 is gonna get, you know, the sidewalk is gonna be like a griddle and it's gonna get to the point where it's ready to serve. Let's put it that way. I promised a dungeon moment, and we certainly will do that dungeon moment here coming up on America Tonight. But I want to remind you about a couple of things coming up on the show. Later on, we're going to introduce you to a cool kids band. You know all the kids bands that there have been in the past, I guess, decades, really? Before that even, because you had a lot of young singers, if you think some of the great big 50s acts. And it's called Robotics, so we'll let you hear them over the weekend, too. You get a little snippet of that. And they're kids that are, I think every single one of them, I know they're all under 15 years old. And some have already had a big moment on Ellen. So you got to think, you start out young. And it's just like Justin Timberlake. He starts off, he's a musketeer. Then before you know it, he's in a boy band. Then before you know it, he's doing 10 other different things and doing them really well. He's a talented kid. There is something about that nurturing the ability and watching it really flourish. And if you get a head start on it, especially with the way that things are going now, why not get the head start on the future today? Be cool to play in a band. I was thinking about this, too, when I talked to the robotics kids. If I were, well, first of all, I have no musical talent. I played the triangle when I was in kindergarten, and I was okay at the triangle. You know, you're just hitting the side of it. But if I had my druthers, and I had that ability, I would have gone for the drums. There's something about beating a drum. Maybe that's what we all need. That's why the GSA, you know, the big GSA scandal, which, by the way, in our next hour, we're going to talk to Dan Epstein about that. The money that was spent on the lavish hotels and conferences, and they had the bonding moment where they were doing, where everybody was got drumsticks and they were all drumming. In all seriousness, it would be pretty cool to be a drummer. So that would be, if I were to play a musical instrument, it would probably be drummer. What do you think Mitt Romney, this would be interesting for politicians. What would it be for Mitt Romney? What would it be for Barack Obama? What do you think their instruments of choice would be? I don't know if they play anything either, by the way. They may have a little bit of talent there. We knew that with Bill Clinton, remember, because he was the sax guy that went on Arsenio Hall show a long, 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 long time ago. And he had a little bit of talent there. I mean, he was never going to make it big, but he could hold his own. And there have been other presidents who have been musically inclined, let's say. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents here in the final turn, you can do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's go to the dungeon. Since I promised I had a dungeon moment for you, coming from a family of attorneys, this is a crazy mess up. Florida prosecutors accidentally handed out a post-mortem photo of Trayvon Martin and copies of George Zimmerman's college records. That's stuff that Florida law protects. You don't have to disclose it if they consider it confidential. So that's a huge faux pas. Why would they do that? Inadvertently, it was included in some supplemental discovery records that were distributed by the prosecutor's office, Angela Corey's office, and it was sent to a whole bunch of media outlets, and including some that have paid to receive discovery provided by the government to Zimmerman's lawyers. So they had a photocopied picture of Martin, was one of three taken by a witness. They released a black and white copy of an image showing him laying down on a lawn, and then they had another picture that an aide sent to reporters that showed a photo. This is what it said. Photo depicting the killing of a person was confidential and exempt. What? That's bad. I'm going to have to say they really messed up. Angela Corey, you got to get it together, hon, with that office. Somebody in that office messed up big time, and not a good thing, because remember, Zimmerman was studying for an associate's degree in criminal justice. He didn't graduate because he had a failed class. Well, now everybody knows everything. So I'm going to say you dropped the ball. I don't know if it's going to be costly or not, but certainly does not help. So having said that, Donovan Madsen, will you please usher Miss Corey and her troops into the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
There you go. So don't worry, they'll be out. They'll be out soon. Trust me. They'll be out before all this whole thing goes back into court for real, and once the jury's selected and all that kind of stuff. All right, we got a couple of we have a couple of quick emails that I want to get to. Here's one from Bowser. What kind of person calls themselves Bowser? Bowser says, Kate, I heard you talking about the whole gun issue and, of course, sadly what happened in Colorado. It is tough to search for words. And without a doubt, even though I am not a gun owner, I, too, like you, support the right to own a gun. That's that whole Second Amendment thing. And you have to believe that guns are certainly used in self-defense how many times a year? You know, and he poses the question, how many times a year? So that is the question. How many guns are used for self-defense? And a Florida State criminologist, Gary Kleck, says guns are used between 800,000 and 2.5 million times each year, in fact, in self-defense. Because that's what people want to know. A study by John Lott and David Mustard found that handguns appear to help women more than men. Yeah, how about that? While murder rates drop when either sex carries more guns, the effect is especially pronounced when women carry. Listen to this. Each additional woman carrying a concealed handgun reduces the murder rate for women 3 to 4 times more than an additional armed man reduces the murder rate for men. Wow. Women carrying reduces the murder rate 3 to 4 times. For women, though, this is. How about that? I mean, overall, and I've said this, there is an avalanche of statistics that prove, as much as there are tragedies and some terrible things certainly have happened with irresponsible gun owners and whatnot, but if you really look at the numbers, nonpartisan, forget it, forget the Democrat, Republican, whatever, and you clearly look at the numbers, you see that the numbers show the opposite. Quickly, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dano. Dan, are you with us?
Okay. Oh,
you have the last word, brother. You got to get out in a minute. What do you want to say about Zimmerman?
Zimmerman, I think, is going to get off scot-free because they've already prejudiced this case, and you got to prejudice the judge. And only my last thing is, what do you call a naked lady laying on satin sheets?
Naked lady on satin sheets. I know this is a good joke. What's the punchline?
Chick-fil-A.
I'm stealing that from you, Dan. I'm stealing that, and I'm claiming it as my own. Thanks,
good,
brother. If you have any good jokes, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.